friends, we are continuing our shiur on the topic of basar v'chalav. We were discussing hamavashel basar v'chalav b'chama, and then you cook it bishul gamur, you get malchus, do you not get malchus? We were discussing whether bishul on Shabbos is the same geder as bishul basar v'chalav, and in the first three shiurim we saw Baruch Hashem many wonderful yanim and farshim and poskim, and now, please God, we will conclude the fourth leg of this journey. And again, this is based on what I received from Hagona Gadol Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. As far as Bishul B'Shabbos is concerned, the opinion of the Yoreim is that there are certain foods that are cooked B'Kli Sheni. Normally we hold that Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, as the Gemara says. However, there are certain foods that are Kalei Bishul. They are easy to cook, and therefore Kli Sheni is Mevashel such foods. Except Mayim, Mayim no, Shemen no. The Mechaber and Shin Yud Ches, Shin Sif Hei, copies this Yoreim, Halacha. So what about Isser Bishul Basar B'Cholav? Are we Choshish for Kalei Bishul, or are we not Choshish for Kalei Bishul? Are we concerned that it cooks easily and therefore you're not allowed to cook Basar B'Cholav in a Kli Sheni? Are we not so concerned? L'chor misvara. You shouldn't be mechalek between Shabbos and Basar B'Cholav. And that would appear to be the opinion of the Chazon Ish in Or HaChaim in Siman Nun Bei, Sif Katan Yud Ches. However, as far as the meat of an axe, we say in the Gemara in Shabbos 42b that it is not misbashel in a Kli Sheni at all. And if so, like Abi Basar B'Cholav, that you are Mevashel B'Kli Sheni. So if you are Mevashel Basar Behema, if you are Mevashel the Basar of an axe, together with Cholav and a Kli Sheni, the Basar isn't Misbashel, because the Gemara says that Babisra de Torah is not Misbashel in a Kli Sheni. So that's regarding Shabbos. So we can say the same thing regarding Basar B'Cholav. And if you're going to say, wait a second, maybe the cholov is misbashel, maybe the cholov is mikalei bishel, what do we care? The basar isn't misbashel. And if the basar is not misbashel, if the basar is not cooked, so you're not mevashel basar b'cholov, you have to be mevashel both basar and cholov. Maybe the cholov is kalei bishel, but the basar isn't. So everything is cool. However, from the Chavis Das, Simen Tzadi Aleph Sif Katan Zayin, who writes that basar that fell into cholov and wasn't cooked, Kemacho Benjrosai, he is over on the Isser of Bishul on the Cholov that was Nivla B'Basar. Because the Cholov doesn't have a shear of Macho Benjrosai, because immediately when it boils, it's already cooked. And so writes in the Sefer Yad Yehuda, in Simen Pei Zayin, Siv Kotnal of Smuchach, that when you're Mevashel Basar V'Cholov, it's enough that the Cholov is Misbashel in order to be Mischayiv Malkus. And the reason is because the tam of the basar, the taste of the basar, is niflot, is ejected into the milk, and the mela, that is cooked together with the milk, the tam hacholav, the tam of basar, together with the cholav. And that's bishul, basar v'cholav. Wow, that's a wow. So according to this, the Das HaRashba, brought by the Tur in Kufhei, that a Kli Sheni is Maflit Umavliya, that a Kli Sheni ejects and absorbs. So it's true that the Basar is not going to be Mizbashel, but Kli Sheni, but the Cholav and the Tam Basar Shebo are Mizbashel. And if so, we don't have a Heter to be Mivashel Basar B'Cholav the Kli Sheni. Because a Kli Sheni causes haflata and havla. So that means that when you have meat and milk together, so then the the tam of the meat is going to go into the milk, and that is going to be cooked, because the milk is going to be roteach. The milk is going to boil, and that's that. So you see that there is no heter to be mevashel basar b'chalav b'kli sheni. So according to this, we have to understand the Gemara in Chulin. There the Gemara talks about putting basar b'chalav, not to put basar b'chalav on one table. Abai says, k'zei roshem yala b'ilfis roseach, maybe he'll put it together in a boiling pan. The Gemara says, aye, but it's a kli sheni, and kli sheni is not mevashel. So the mashmos of the Gemara is that it is permitted to cook basar b'chalav in a kli sheni. And based on what we learn, we have to understand what this means. Because we just said before, you are not allowed to cook basar b'chalav b'kli sheni. And this Gemara clearly implies that you're allowed to cook basar b'chalav b'kli sheni. So now we are in a quagmire. Are you allowed to cook basar b'chalav b'kli sheni, which is the mashmos of the achorim that we learned earlier? Which is the mashmos of the you're allowed to, which is the mashmos of the Gemara in Chulin, 104b. Or are you not allowed to cook basar b'chalav, which is the mashmos of the achorim that we learned earlier? Chavis das, Yad Yehuda. That all you have to do is have the milk cook together with the tam basar, and that's enough for basar b'chalav, for cooking basar b'chalav. So maybe we can prove from this that chalav isn't mikalei habishul. Oh, so that would explain it. Ein achinami, it's true that you are now allowed to cook chalav that has tam basar, but in a kli sheni you're fine because chalav is not mikalei habishul. And since it's not mikalei habishul, you can cook it. It's not cooked easily, so in a klisheni is not going to cook it. And in fact, the Prima Gadim writes this: Arachaim Shin Yud Ches Mishpesot Zav Sivkat Tesvav, and the great Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi in his Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yud Ches Siv Yud Beis, and they don't give a source that Cholav is not Mikalei Habishul. But based on what we said, we have a beautiful source that it's Muchach Midivrei Agamara Kabe Baser B'Cholav. That chalav is not mikalei habishul. V'zeh kaftor v'ferach. So now we have a gevaldika makor that chalav is not mikalei habishul, i.e. the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis. It's important to note that the Sefer Shvisas Shabbos in Meleches Mevashel and Beruchov B'Siv Kotnayin learns that chalav is mikalei habishul, but that would be a huge sarachim based on the Gemara in Chulin. So based on this, we can be mechadish echidush nifla behekdem shtei hakdamos. You ready? I want you to hold on to your seats, sweet friends. The opinion of Tosas and Chulin on Kufdalad Amud Beis divra maschil of that we paskin that like chachamim that basar of becholov osur levasho velechol min haTorah. The opinion of Tosas is that if you have chicken and milk, you are now allowed to cook and eat it min haTorah, based on what Tosis writes there, Kufit Gimel Amud Aleph, Divar Maschil Basar, that Chachamim are arguing with Rabbi Akiva, and they hold that Basar Of B'Cholav is Asur min haTorah. So paskins the Maharshal in the Yamshel Shlomo in Chulin, Simen Kuf, and the Bach in Yerodea, Simen Pei Zayin, Oz Beis. That's the first Hakdama, that Of Bishal Of, according to Chachamim, Of B'Cholav is Asur min haTorah. The El Yerabba, the second Hakdama, the El Yerabba in Arachaim Shin Yud Ches Siv Katn Yud Ches, it's Miyashiv the Kasha of the Pri Chodesh in Yerodeh Samach Ches Siv Katn Chof, and that the Mordechai assured to put a chicken in a kli sheni. And the question is, why not? Kli sheni ain't on mevashel. So what's the problem of Tarnagoles in a kli sheni with milk? Kli sheni is not mevashel. And he answered that this is talking about Shabbos, that you're not allowed to put on Shabbos a tarnagoles in a kli sheni, but a kli sheni isn't mevashel. So what's the problem with putting the tarnagoles in a kli sheni? And the answer is that basar of is mikale habishel, v'gam b'kli sheni hu misbashel. So he wants to say that basar of is mikale habishel, and therefore kli sheni is mevashel. So those are our two hakdamas. One is that basar of v'chalav is an iser daraisa, to cook and eat it minat Torah, it's asur minat Torah. And the hakdama number two is that basar of is mikale habishel, and therefore even b'kli sheni, it's misbashel. So now would come out davar nifla, that bishel, of, b'chalav, cooking, chicken and milk is more chomer than bishul behema, psar behema b'cholav. Psar behema b'cholav is mutter min ha-tar to be mevashel b'kli sheni, because the basar and the cholav aren't mikale habishel. But basar of b'cholav is aser, because the basar of is mikale habishel, and therefore it's going to be misbashel even a kli sheni. So it comes out that the derabbanan is more chomer than the min ha-tar, that the midrabbanan of what we would call midrabbanan. We're holding now Basar Of B'chalav is a Masar in the Torah. But Basar Of B'chalav, which is a Mefurish in the Torah, is going to be more Chamor than Basar Behema B'chalav. Basar Behema B'chalav, they're not Kali Bishel, so Kli Sheni, you're cool, as is the Mashmos of the Gemara Chon Kuf Dal and Amit Beit. And Basar Of B'chalav is going to be Asr, because Of, Basar Of, chicken meat, is Mikale HaBishel, and it's Misbashel, even B'Kli Sheni. And even that we paskin that psar of b'cholav is an iser derabbanan, mikol makom nidonenu shayach gam b'zeh. Our discussion applies to psar of b'cholav also, even if it's only midrabbanan. Why? Because the bach is mitzadeh that even according to Rabbi Akiva, the psar of b'cholav is an iser derabbanan. Nevertheless, it's also aser derabbanan b'bishul b'hana. And according to this, we have the following suffix: should we say that since psar of is mikali habishul, not mivashul klisheni? And it emerges that psar of b'chalav, even though it's only derabbanan, it's more chamor than psar behema b'chalav. In other words, don't tell me that it's only usher to eat a derabbanan, it's not usher to cook it. No. You're not allowed to cook, says the Bach. You're not allowed to cook. The way we pass like Rabbi Akiva. You're not allowed to cook psar of b'chalav. You're not allowed to be nana either, and that's against the Beis Yosef. So the suffix is, do we say that since psar of is mikale habishel, you know, the bashul b'kli sheni, it emerges that psar of b'chalav, even though it's only midrabbanan, is more chamer than psar behema b'chalav, which is daraisa, that'd be meridik, or maybe no, since psar of is as derabbanan, mikorech gzeira, shem yochol le'alecho psar behema tahira, so we can't make an of more chamer than a behema. So that's a huge tzarechim. That's a huge tzarechim. What are we going to say about that? Are we going to say that psar of b'chalav in a kli sheni is more chamer than a behema or not? On one hand, it's mekalei habishul, the psar of, so maybe it is us, or maybe no. Can't be more chamer than the daraisa. In the Ma'aril and the Tshuvas in Siman Kuf Nezayin Otzidali, he was asked about a fly that fell into a kli sheni, does it aser? The Ma'aril answered as follows, quoting his lashon: "V'zuf b'kli sheni lo yadan amai tibaylach kevin dekaimelan kari the kli sheni enim avdei beno maflit v'agav ruche kamedamis lei lemilcha de leika damri afil b'kli sheni mivashel nira dehani milin yineser shabbos v'chein v'divrei lechem v'divrei areim v'lolin yin tam detali v'bliu b'plita v'agav de'ashkach ne'ibcha b'kli cheres v'shar mili hai ketivei v'hai ketivei." So what apparently the Heilige Ma'aril is saying is that like Abay Melechas Shabbos, we require that the food becomes royal achila. And there we say that if it's mikale habishel, you're over on the melech of bishel. But bishel basar b'chalav, where the Torah asserted the mixture of the ta'amim, like Rabbi says in Chulin Kufches, and if it's not mavli or maflit, there's no eruv ta'amim. So it emerges according to this that it's mutter lechatchila to be mevashel psar of b'chalav v'kli sheni. And even there's no problem of bitter iser lechatchila because it's not mavli or maflit, and there's no iser that was misbatil. In other words, going back to the lashon of the Ma'aril, He says that it's zvuv, a fly in a klisheni. I don't know what your shaila is. We paskin that a klisheni is not mavli and is not maflit. And therefore, it doesn't give tam. So it doesn't give tam, so there's no problem. Just take out the fly, and everything is fine. Not when it comes to Shabbos. Shabbos, he says, that if, because it's soft, you're comparing it to salt. That according to the Ika Daimer, that according to the Gamer, even a klisheni is bashal. Never the hani milin iser Shabbos. That's only talking about the iser of Shabbos, because the gabe melechas Shabbos, we require that the food be roi la'achila. So if it's mikali bishal, it's roi la'achila. But if, as far as being mavli or maflit, klisheni is not mavli and maflit, and therefore there's no eruv ta'amim. So there's going to be no tam of the chalav in the oaf. And that would mean that it would be mutter lechatchila to be mevashel psar oaf b'chalav b'klisheni, because it's not mavli and not maflit. And according to this, according to the Rashba, who holds that a klisheni is mavli and maflit, that we saw before, it does expel, taste, and absorb. So hadar dina. So comes back the halacha that we said, that if a person's mevashel basar b'chalav, absorbing nisar bishul, either menatar according to Chamed, or rabbanu according to Rabbi Akiva, since the tam goes from one to the other, and oaf is mikale habishul, so therefore the milk is going into the oaf, which is being cooked, and therefore you're going to have an iser, at least midrabanan, of bishul. And even according to the Maharil, that a klisheni is not mavli and maflit, nevertheless, an afgamina would be that it's mikale habishul with respect to basar b'chalav, lach b'lach. For example, let's say a person melted down chicken, and then he cooked it in chalav. There's definitely eruv ta'amim. Lach b'lach, there's definitely eruv ta'amim. So since oaf is mikale habishul, you are not allowed to be mivashel in a klisheni, because here there is definitely havla and aflata, and memela, there is going to be an iser of cooking the milk of the oaf together with the meat of the oaf, which would be more chamor than a behema. So Baruch Hashem, in these four shiurim, we saw Neflaos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem, and Mirtz Hashem, in future shiurim, we would like to revisit these inyanim, because they are so gevaldic and so exciting, and it's Tvar Hashem. So we get to have the schus of dipping into this mikveh of Torah, and thank you so much for listening. And may we be zocha lilmod ulelamed lishma v'las l'kaim z'kod v'salam toros v'yehava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.